Close your eyes. Are they closed? Good. You're looking out over a white wilderness. As far as you can see, snow and ice. When all of a sudden, you see that dapper envoy of the polars, a penguin. He approaches. The penguin says, "Hello, my name is Mr. Smith, and I'm here to take you on an adventure. Do you take the dapper envoy's fin, wing, thing to join him on an adventure? I hope you will. I hope you will." Welcome to Sound Mind. I'm Justin. This is Stevie.
What's up?
We're here. Things are happening.
Yes, they are.
We are people. Are you ready to go on an adventure with Mr. Smith?
Me?
Well, anyone.
I don't know about me, dude. I have a problem with his name. So I got to vibe him out. I got to feel him out. Like, can this Mr. Smith be trusted? Does he have an alternative motive? You know?
That's a great question.
I'm down with adventure, and I don't like to let fear dictate what I say in moving forward. But the fact that his name is Mr. Smith, and so is the agent in The Matrix.
There was not supposed to be any relation there.
Well, that disturbs me, okay, because yeah. There was.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it Mr. Smith in a penguin, right?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Well, so correction. I said envoy of the polars. I meant envoy of the poles.
Oh. Like
the North and the South Pole.
Right. I think polars works too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I make mistakes like that all the time.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Yeah, I do more than most, I think. But nice. That's all right. So welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to get into this shindig shenanigans, which is called Sound Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't here last week. And now we're back.
Yep.
And we have stuff to talk about.
We do. Things.
We have exciting new endeavors to talk about.
Yeah. Multiple.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things I'd like to talk about is this idea of Southern cuisine, if you will. I don't know if cuisine's the right word.
But it is.
Gumbo, jambalaya, these Southern Cajun dishes that are just, there's other foods out there that can be classified.
There are other foods out there.
Yeah, there are several.
Mm-hmm.
Like three or four.
Yeah, I think so.
But the cool thing about gumbo and jambalaya is, like, you take all these different kind of things. Let's just fall on jambalaya for a second.
Yeah, let's fall on it.
And you throw it into the skillet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are just simmering all these different ingredients together.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, you taste, whatever part you taste, it all tastes like jambalaya kind of, right?
Yeah. There's a mingling.
And a transferring of flavor that creates this.
Cohabitation.
Because there's a simmering process. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And the transferring of flavors that makes this dish what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's not sausage. It's not chicken. It's not shrimp. It's not rice, but it's like all of that, right? It's
yeah.
not just, you know, Cajun flavoring.
Yeah. It's all the things.
It's jambalaya.
Yeah.
Right? I love jambalaya.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, that's kind of a good segue into these creative artist collaboration nights we've been doing.
Collab!
Yeah, we need to come up with a cool name for those. But,
yeah.
So we just started about 2 months ago. Maybe it's been a little longer now.
Yeah, something like that.
But about 2 months ago, we invited couple artists, started with me, you, and Daniel Taylor, who's been on the show. And
friend of the show.
And we said, let's get together and let's jam out with the intentionality of catching some music in the moment. Mm-hmm. And then what's caught, let's keep coming back once a week and following through and taking it and developing it into
on a journey. Yeah.
What it's going to be.
Yep.
Jambalaya. Mm-hmm. So that's been awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're almost done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue. We're going to continue doing this. And mm-hmm. so, you know, even a shout out. If you're an artist that potentially wants to get involved, hit us up. And you can hit us up all kinds of different ways. You can comment on YouTube. You know, we're on Skytree Studios has a Facebook page. What are some other ways to contact us?
That's like the main ways.
Yeah.
There's like a few other ways.
Yeah.
You could send a letter.
Yeah, where would you send that?
To Stevie or Justin.
Right. We will answer you.
We will answer you. You could a messenger raven. So you could even write the letter and instead of putting it in the post. Or a dove.
How does the raven know who to give that letter to?
You just tell it. Hey.
That works.
Give us a Justin.
That works in the movies. I've seen it done.
Sweet. Well, in the olden times, they would just have one messenger bird per place. Yeah. So it just knew when I get released, I have to fly to this place and just fly back.
It's like a trap house. Like a drop house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, with the trap location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dove drops it, and you're like, oh, dude, I got to go down to the medieval trap house
mm-hmm.
and get that, retrieve that message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Justin, what's going on, man?
Nothing. I just wanted to talk about something else now.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing stuff.
Yeah, collaboration, man.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to spend some time. You asked me earlier before we rolled the camera what I'm excited about. You know? And this has been years I've been excited about getting different artists together to work on music and letting the sound and the flavor of each artist rub off on the other and produce music that hasn't been heard before.
Yeah, I've heard that. Never mind. Continue.
What?
Continue.
Oh, man. He's having a rough one.
Yep.
So anyway, that idea has excited me for years, and it's something that I've wanted to pursue, and I have in other ways. But since me, you, and Daniel have gotten together and started working on music collaboratively, it's a thing for me now. So we're going to keep it rolling.
Yeah, dude.
And I thought we could talk about why it's been so impactful. I mean, a part of the reason for me why it's been so exciting is watching, you know, feeling how it's affecting me, but watching how it's affecting you guys.
Yeah.
And just like, oh man, this is, you know, I'm sure every artist who would be a part of something like that would feel that way. I'm like, man, I love this, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was. It was challenging, but I hope that translates to something good.
Right.
Yeah, because it's a weird track.
It is a weird track. It's a weird chord progression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lot of trouble with that one.
I'm not sorry. I almost said sorry, but I wouldn't have meant it.
Yeah.
I didn't set out to write a really complicated chord progression, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
And, I think it's going to be awesome, so be on the lookout. We don't even have... Do we have a name for that song yet?
Mm-mm.
No.
I have something in my mouth.
That's interesting.
Like a hair or something.
Yeah. It's probably from your face.
Probably.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk. So what's the experience been like for you? Like, just the whole thing? Challenging?
But definitely challenging. It's been fun. My go-tos don't work. Yeah. On that song, which was like one of the challenging parts, is I was like, okay, I'm hearing this. And then I would try to play it, and I'd be like, well, what intonation? You know, like my safe notes were not safe because of the weirdness of the chord progression. But but it was good. I did a few parts on it.
Yeah.
I did a vocal part, a bass part, and a guitar part. And, yeah.
So did you feel like, you know, not being able to gravitate toward that safe place was that stretching in a good way?
I think so. Yeah. Because I've been thinking about doing like a music theory class for a long time.
Yeah.
And that kind of pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
So I just need to find out in what arena I want to take this particular class. But
yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's going to be like a college class or something.
Right.
But either way, that's going to be something, because I was like so confused like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what is happening? I don't understand. Jesus, take the wheel. All kinds of stuff.
Well, you stuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was awesome. Yeah, you plowed through.
Yeah.
You didn't tap out.
I did not.
Yeah.
I have... Never mind.
You're doing that a lot today.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I'm trying to control myself here.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know. I feel like I'm... I keep saying things, you know, and I'm trying to save the things that I say.
Yeah.
To make sure that they're funny. I don't know.
This is new.
This is new.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I believe you with all that, you know, if that's really what's going on, but.
All right, fine. I'll say one of the ones that
I
saved.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I was going to say the first time, I think it was the first time, was I've heard that if you rub creatively, good things will be produced.
Right. I get it.
Because, get it? Because yeah. It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember what the others were.
So has your wife maybe been working on you a little bit?
Like, no.
With just toning it down or?
No, it's not, and I'm not even trying to tone it down. Yeah. Like, and we talked about this before, like.
Yeah.
Let's open a can, Stevie.
Let's open
it. So let's get a top shelf can of worms and just peel it open.
Come on.
Okay.
I'm ready for cans.
Okay. So this could be like a canception kind of situation where we open a can and there's multiple cans inside the can.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to peel this open and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So that was the sound of a can opening. I don't know how to do a can
sound. Thanks for saying that. Because last time you opened a can, you didn't say that the sound effect was.
Yeah, this is the sound of a can opening.
Right.
I don't know.
By now, if you've watched any other ones, you'll know that's Justin's can opening sound.
Yes. Boom. Cool.
All right, now.
Suck it.
It's open.
Yeah, so the can's open now. There's worms inside.
Okay.
And the worms are that I think people are a little too uptight in Christian circles.
Yes.
We spend a lot of time bashing Christian people. But because they're people. Not right. Because... Christian people are inherently worse than other people.
Right.
It's because all people are terrible. And so we're bashing all of them. But we're targeting Christians because...
Back to the worm, okay?
Yeah, sorry. The worm. So anyway, this worm is that I think Christians are too uptight about natural bodily processes.
Yeah.
Farts. Burps. Even to go so far as sex stuff.
Right. Come on.
Okay?
Yeah.
The juices that flow forth.
Yes.
Okay?
That produce life. Yes.
I make jokes about such things. These jokes make people uncomfortable.
Right.
Okay? I do this not because I want them to be uncomfortable, but I do it knowing that they will be uncomfortable, right. And I don't really care.
Yeah.
And I do on this podcast.
Right.
So you're welcome, and I'm sorry. So.
Awesome.
I mean both of those things.
Yes. I believe you do.
So where that leaves me is I say a lot of things in a lot of different arenas that are considered unfunny. They don't land the way that I want them to. I say stuff, and then people go, oh, my goodness, no. And so this has given me a little bit of pause because mostly I want the things that I say to have purpose.
Right.
So if I say something meaning for it to be funny and it's not funny, then I just said something that has no purpose.
Right.
Although sometimes you can salvage it and you can take something that's – not funny, and the fact that it's not funny is funny.
Right.
Which is like 90% of my humor.
Right.
Yeah, so there's that.
Yeah.
But I would say that's the main gist of the can.
Okay.
Is that I think that people are too uptight, and that's why I gravitate towards those things.
Yeah.
Does it make it, like, our podcast, I would say, is not necessarily child appropriate.
Right.
It probably started child appropriate, right. Like first three.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But then I got out of control.
Yeah.
And it's just, not really we're gone. Man. Yeah. And, you know, and there's something to be said for that, because a lot of the Bible is not child appropriate, you know?
The Bible is definitely a rated R book.
There are double entendres. There are sexual sequences. There are violent sequences. I forget the guy's name, but there's a particular sequence, I think it's in Judges, where a guy's concubine gets raped by a Benjamite or something, and then she crawls home. It takes her hours. And then her master walks outside, sees that she's there, and then chops her into 12 pieces and sends the pieces to all the tribes, right? Because there's 12 tribes. So he sends one to each leader of each tribe. But it never says that she died in that. So what we're supposed to infer, I think, is that the guy, again, don't remember the guy's name, but he was more offended by the fact that someone used his concubine in a way that he did not like and was trying to send a message about it than her own life, right? So hypothetically killed her so that he could
send
the message, yeah. Right? And then there was some kind of consequence for the Benjamites because somebody was like, well, if one Benjamite did it, they were probably all terrible or something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't know the Bible. Anyways, what I'm saying is the Bible is not safe for all ages.
Right.
Right. We shouldn't pretend that it is because we wouldn't let a kid watch a movie where that happened. You know? Like, mm-hmm. That's horrible.
Right.
So.
But, yeah, do we really even, you know, some of Christian families, like, yeah, go in your room and read your Bible.
Yeah.
Tell me what God says.
Like Song of Solomon?
Yeah. Come on.
Dude.
Whoa.
There's so many things about the way that it was translated that kind of infuriate me because they intentionally change words that are very sexual in order to create a safe book.
Right.
Then they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
So the word navel, do your research.
Okay.
They're not saying navel.
Okay.
They're not saying that, Stevie. Wow. Okay. They're not saying
Interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Look it up.
Okay.
Do the research.
Do the research.
The Song of Solomon.
Old Testament.
Is intense.
Is written
It is sexually Hebrew. Intense.
And the New Testament is written in Greek, so go and find out what that word translates in Hebrew and
in reality.
Unpack it.
Unpack it. There's plenty of articles written about it.
Yeah.
Plenty of people like me that are saying, hold on, we get mad when people misquote the Bible, so how can we intentionally misquote the Bible and say this is what it is?
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah.
Right. But point is, you think people are too uptight and need to loosen up at your fart jokes because there's a lot of other things going on.
Long story short, yes. And one last thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, there are worms in this can, man.
There's so many worms. That's what I said. There's so many worms. There's cans within cans.
Right. And I know that.
Yeah.
I know
that.
But I would submit that some of what you're talking about is things just to explain the worm. Instead of just keep on going with the worms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is good.
My footage is. So I was going to talk about Ehud, I want to say. Is it King Ehud? God told someone to assassinate him. Mm. So he snuck a blade into the palace. King Ehud was notoriously fat. And so when he went to stab him, it's like he couldn't get the vital organs right away. So he had to like shove the blade as deep as he could, and then he lost it in the guy's fat, so he couldn't even pull the blade out.
Right.
And then a vile stench was released. And then I don't know this for a fact. I was told this by someone that knows Hebrew fairly well. I was told that what is after that is a poop joke.
Because
it says that the assassin, whose name I don't remember, escaped out the back end, which is basically, it's like a poop joke, right? But what he was saying was that whole book is almost like a teenage, like, snicker kind of joke. Like, it's full of those. Just he just said he went out the back end. That's so freaking funny. You know? And so, you know, to me it's like, if it made its way to the Bible, and the Bible is like a divinely inspired book, I think we all just need to relax.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think that, you know, freedom is, there needs to be a high value on freedom, You know, Jesus died for freedom, that we can be free. And so you are free to tell fart jokes and poop jokes and all these kind of things. That does not mean that such jokes go without consequences of laughter or offended people or, you know, a stale room or whatever.
Yeah, but most of the time it's a stale room.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I agree with you 100%. I want all my words to be intentional.
Yeah.
But there are, like, when you're with your friends, when you're with, and that's one thing I actually love about this podcast. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things about it. But when you're with your close friends, you know what I mean? You unbutton the top button. You cut loose and you enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And there's parts of each of our personality that we do just because it's us. You know what I'm saying? Even if people don't laugh. You know, I have friends that say stuff that aren't funny, and they like that nobody thought it was funny. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's part of who they are.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a gift of sharing yourself with people. You know, I'm going to share myself with people. Yeah, I want all my words to be intentional, but really, like, too, if you're somebody that I want to know, like, I want you to know me. You know? And so when I'm free to let those things down, I'm allowing you to know me on a more intimate level than I would everybody else.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's one of the things I love about this podcast is that we do that, and we do that with guests. And I think it's refreshing for people that are on it to be like, oh, cool, we can have a joke or a conversation with many jokes in the midst of, like, some friends.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that was kind of when Caleb Fisher was on.
Yeah.
It was like a long sequence of that.
Yeah.
It was like, because usually when we have guests on, I feel like this kind of, okay, I'm going to pull it back just a little bit. Right. Not that I'm trying to, like, perform.
Right.
But, you know, just reel it in a little bit. Don't want to do anything super off-putting because they're guests, right?
Right.
But with Caleb Fisher, it was like immediately. It was just like, we're talking about foreskins for some reason. Yeah. And it's just like,
let's go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fascinating. And
I think that was really refreshing for him.
Yeah. We should have him back on sometime.
Yeah, we definitely should. Caleb Fisher, we miss you.
We miss you. We love you. So do we... Hold on. We were talking about something. We're talking about the...
We opened a can. Are we going to still pull worms out, or you want to go back to
More worms?
I don't know.
There's a lot more worms. I just don't know if there's more worms that we want to pull out. I feel like we pulled out, like, 4 worms. We named them.
I know. I think, you know, summarize the worms that we did examine and dissect, and ask yourself how many other topics relate to that. And, yes, you're probably right.
Yeah, and then if you want us to talk about it, comment it on YouTube.
Absolutely.
I don't leave a review on... I don't know, Apple Podcasts, whatever you listen on.
Absolutely.
And then write something about it, and then we'll probably quote you and then make fun of you.
We're not going to make fun of you if you comment.
Like, in, like, good fun, like, oh, sounds so,
actually, wow. I can't say it. We might.
Yeah. It's like in good fun, you know? Right, like, we're not like, oh, what is even your life? It's like,
You can make fun of us, too. We're so
exactly. Yeah.
We value freedom on this podcast.
Yeah.
So...
You're free to make fun of us.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, be free to express the good, be free to express the bad. Sometimes when we're expressing the bad, it's ugly.
Yeah.
You know, and we're free to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean that it's right, but sometimes when you're processing what's wrong, it's not right yet, but you're still going through the process.
Yeah.
And you still need a place to do that, so. I'm glad the podcast can be all those things.
Absolutely.
All right.
That was the can closing.
And that was, that was my can closing sound.
Thanks. Yeah. So we were talking about collab stuff.
Yeah.
We did a collab stuff.
Yes, we did.
It was really fun.
Loved it.
It was a little challenging.
Yeah.
But we got through it.
Yeah.
And we have a coherent product that is most of the way complete.
Yep. In the mixing stage.
And we are inviting other people.
Yes.
To... potentially join us in this
endeavor.
Skillet.
Yes.
Full of ingredients.
Yes. You can too be the ingredients.
There's going to be some simmering, some sizzling, some popping, mm-hmm. some locking.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some stuff. It's going to be tasty.
Yeah. It's going to be experimental, you know. So it might not be, you know, sometimes it might not be tasty, you know. Sometimes flavors clash.
Yeah.
But we will clash flavors, and we will express that.
We're going to find a new recipe.
Some people like clashing flavors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the tritone, right? There's musical genres that kind of like came out of the tritone or dissonance, absolutely, if you will.
Yeah.
Some people, yep, like clashing flavors. Yes. Dissonance could be classified as such.
Yes.
Wow, that's a deeper thing. We could go into,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's go deep. And we were going to talk about you recording a cipher.
Yeah.
With three local humans.
Yes. Yes, that happened. So we did a hip-hop cipher. We got this show coming up at the Pen.
At the Pen.
At the Pen, Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, Washington.
August 8th.
August 8th.
At 7 p.m.
7.
Be there.
Bring
tickets, $10. Stop doing that.
Okay.
Tickets, $10 or 12 at the door. So you get your pre-sale, yep, tickets for 10 bucks.
Don't be a chump. Get them online.
So we have 7 different bands / artists. No, 8 performing. 7 sets with another artist kind of intermingling some stuff throughout.
He's weaving. He's weaving the sets together.
Yeah, I like weaving. That's great.
Going, and then it's like,
yeah, a little blanket. Those were his weaving sound effects.
Yeah. I don't know why it clicked at the end, but it's like, we're done. Like, it's right. It's woven now.
Right.
We woved.
We done woved it. We done weaved. Anyway, okay, I'm not going to spend too much time there.
Okay.
So, we had this idea to bring some of the hip-hop artists in, or I guess Daniel Taylor ended up coming. He has some pieces of his music that complement hip-hop. He flows, he does poetry, he sings. He's got one of those styles where it's kind of like, you know, it's becoming, he's, you know what I mean, he's finding his sound and becoming something as we speak.
Yeah.
So to... you can't really classify it or call it anything. But he has flavors in his music that complement and lend themselves to hip-hop. So he was one of the artists we brought in. And the other two artists, Daniel Taylor's headlining the Misfit Hour. Did I even say what it was called?
No, you didn't.
Wow. Jeez. See, that's what happens. I start getting into the finer details and I forget, like, the big picture. So Misfit Hour at the Pen, August 8th, yep, 7 p.m. Be there. 8 artists / bands. Daniel Taylor's headlining. Breakfast with Jonah is co-headlining. And you guys used to be One Small Army, now officially Breakfast with Jonah.
Yes.
And they're going to rock your faces off, so be there.
Hopefully.
What do you mean, hopefully?
Well, I mean, if your back is turned, we might just rock, like, their back skin off, which is less cool.
I think if you rock hard enough, you just rock through the back, it's of like their skull until it comes skin out their face.
See, that would be pretty intense.
Yeah, do that, man.
So either way,
your face
is coming off.
Face is coming off.
Either
know?
Way.
If face, you face forward, off. Then you might only lose the face. Let's face it.
I just made a face-off joke. I don't yeah. know. Have you seen that? Face-off?
No. Oh, the movie? It's yeah. a hand. He's got hand gestures going on.
Yeah. I'm doing like a... I'm swapping our faces is yeah. what's happening.
Okay.
But in Face Off, it's a play on words because they have a face off, but they also switch faces.
Yeah.
And bodies because John Travolta and Nicolas Cage are very different body types.
Right. Yeah. So. Get back to the cipher.
Right.
It wasn't a face off. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
So basically, 3 of the artists that are going to be at Misfit Hour. Daniel Taylor headlining, Malachi Arretta, and Jay Walker came in here on a Thursday afternoon, and I said, hey, bring a 16, and we found a cipher beat, and they came in, we recorded, and we did a video, and we're going to link it in this, so you can check it out, share it. It was awesome. It was a blast, man. And
it was really cool.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see their sets and see what they come with. So, yeah. Yeah, you watched it. What did you think?
I I watched it twice. I thought it was good. It was good.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. So hip hop artists. Calling all hip hop artists.
Well, not all.
Well, I'm going to call them all. It doesn't mean I'm going to leave the door open.
We're going to leave a message.
Yeah. Leaving a message for all.
And you got to call back.
Yeah. There's an exchange that has to happen here.
Yeah.
Calling all hip hop artists. If you are interested in doing some 16s on some ciphers, if you're interested in being on this podcast, if you're interested in collaborative music projects, okay, there's three different things I'm talking about: hip hop ciphers, guest on the podcast, or collaborative jam sessions that become songs, like
yep. we
originally started this conversation with. Hit us up.
Yep.
Skytree Studios on Facebook, comment on YouTube, and then send us a letter, Justin or Stevie.
Yes.
The Raven will get us the message.
The Raven will deliver us home.
Yes.
What I was going to say is also if you play cello very well.
Please.
Or violin.
Yeah.
Viola.
I know a violin player. Yeah.
Then we will have to.
Cello. Yes, 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 and yes.
Saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Tuba.
Yeah, if you're a musician, artist, writer, hip-hop, like, hit us up.
Yeah. I mean, we might make you a little uncomfortable.
We make ourselves uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're artists, like, we're supposed to.
I'm sitting on a wooden stool. My butt hurts.
Come on now.
But I sit in this stool.
Come on.
For the betterment of mankind and myself.
That's right. Our butts have been hurting for 23 episodes of Sound Mind.
Suck it.
All for you.
All for you guys.
Yeah, but we do. I think it's important to get uncomfortable for growth. You don't grow if you don't challenge yourself.
Let's get uncomfortable.
Come on. If we want, let's get uncomfortable. How bad do we want the newness? You know what I'm saying? You can stay in your comfort zone and do what you've been doing if you're happy with where you're at.
Yeah.
But if you want the new and you want to go places, like, there's levels, man. And the levels they take more skill.
Yeah. Right?
They increase in difficulty, which just makes you a better version of yourself.
This is Young Link, Smash Brothers Melee against 3 level 9 Ganondorfs. It's on.
It's on.
They're on a team.
Come on.
We're fighting. It's going to get weird.
Yeah.
It's going to get difficult. But you can probably beat them, especially if it's stock. Take your time. You know?
Right.
Do what you got to do.
And at the end?
Whittle them down.
Victory. Victory feels better than have you never played the level.
Yeah.
Right? Because at the end of it, you did that thing.
I'm talking about Corneria. I'm talking about...
Of course you are.
Ganondorfs.
Right.
Young Link. Yeah. Get them.
Get them. Get them.
Yeah.
Totally. It was evident. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who do.
One person, probably.
One person? Yeah. There you go with those jokes again. I thought you were thinking before you said stuff.
Nope.
No, I'm just kidding. That's why we opened the can, so you would stop doing that. So, what else, man?
I'm excited. I'm hoping to get Breakfast with Jonah's premiere album.
Yeah.
Finished before the end of the year.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
I want to do it real bad.
Real bad.
And I want to get another album recorded in the next year after that.
Come on.
I've got lots of material. It's just a matter of dishing out the cash, making everybody show up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
That's good. Oh, and you're playing with Daniel Taylor, too.
Yeah. I actually forgot. Yeah. Yes, so I'm playing not only with my band, but with Daniel's.
That's awesome.
So I will be playing a double set, which is probably not wise, and that's probably why people don't do it.
Right, but you are.
But I get paid double as well.
That's right.
So.
Awesome.
Because I get paid.
All right. All right. So, what else we got? Okay, so tickets. You can find tickets on thepinspokane.com. Go down to August 8th. You will see Skytree Studios. Click Get Tickets, Get Tickets. You can also get hard copies of tickets from anybody who's performing in the show.
Yep, hit them up on Instagram.
Hit them up on the socials. You can get hard copies at Awakenings. which is located in Zion, Spokane.
It's a coffee shop.
Yes, it's coffee. So get coffee, get tickets, get informed, and get caffeinated.
You can also buy a dope shirt that they have.
At Awakenings.
Yes.
That's dope.
Have you seen that shirt?
No.
Yeah, it's a dope shirt. It says Awakenings on it.
I want to get some.
I've already bought one. I'll probably buy another one.
So 545 East Wellesley is where we're located for that. So
word.
And I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
I'm going to drop the mic.